Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and this is Ty Jones, host of The Voice of the People on Blog Talk Radio. I'm coming to you live and wanting to share my inspirational word of the day. And this is a beautiful word for women to truly embrace who they are and truly understand who God is to you. The word comes from Proverbs chapter 11, verse 22. And it goes as follows. A beautiful woman without good sense is like a gold ring in a pig's nose. Sounds funny. And it even sounds a little strange, but when we go in depth with that, this is what the word explains. Solomon compares a ring in the nose of a pig to a woman that is beautiful but has no sense. No sense of discretion, no sense of modesty, no sense of respect, and no sense of worth. You see, at one point in my life, all of my modesty went out the window, and I didn't care anymore. I may have acted like a fool, but not because I wanted to. How can a beautiful woman have no sense? Well, you know, in life, it's very easy to do, because you can get lost in this world. So, this is how. She doesn't know who she is. She's lost sight of that. Of who she is, and that happens in life. She looks in the mirror and only sees a shell of a person. She doesn't know her value. She's more abusive to herself inwardly than anyone could ever be to her outwardly. And like me, she gives all her love, all of her time, and all of her energy to those who don't love her back. Being fearfully and wonderfully made is not a bra size. Trust me, it's not. It's not the hairstyle or a fashion trend. It's an inner beauty that says, I'm not going to let you make me feel like I'm nothing. I'm not going to let you disrespect me. I love myself too much, and I'm not going to give my heart to anyone that doesn't value it. That's something you should truly take to heart. And start to remember, I'm not going to give my time and attention to those who could care less. You know, that's very important for women to understand that. I'm not going to make you disrespect me. I'm going to love myself. I'm truly going to love myself. I'm not going to give my heart to anyone that doesn't value it. I'm not going to give my time and attention to those who could care less. I'm saving my words for those who want to listen because I love me. That's right, ladies. That is truly what you need to do. Love yourself. Truly love yourself. Truly embrace who you are, the woman that God made you, the woman that is beautiful inwardly and outwardly. So that you cherish and treasure every gift that he gave you. This is very important for us. You know, you have to love you. Good sense starts the moment you begin to see yourself the way God sees you. The moment you begin to love yourself the way God loves you, you become breathtakingly beautiful for the glory of God. So don't be so quick to judge a woman who dances on a table, or who drinks till she passes out on the floor, who gives her body away to total strangers. And let's talk on that for a moment. Giving yourself away to total strangers, giving yourself, women, to total strangers, you need to understand that you need to respect yourself much more. You need to totally embrace who you are. In order to respect yourself and love yourself, then you'll be more inclined as to not be so giving of yourself to to those that are not deserving of this. Your love and compassion that you possess on the inside is something God truly gave you, and that is a gift that doesn't have to be shared with everyone. So when you see someone like that, ladies, and you see another sister that is going through tough times and maybe she's lost her way, if this is someone that you truly love, you may want to remind her of the beautiful woman that God has created her to be in order for her to look deep within herself to know and understand that I too matter. I too have a voice. And that's what this show is all about. Then let God use you to gently love her back. Love her back to Him, to God, so He can help her. So the prayer today is going to come straight from the heart. And that prayer goes as, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you that you love me. And help me to see myself the way you see me. Help me to love myself the way you love me. I can't give any love away until I first receive it for myself. I receive your love in Jesus' name. Amen. And this is Ty Jones, and I am speaking to all of my listeners, especially the women, to truly give you the encouragement and that inspirational word of the day for you to truly understand that with life comes adversities, and with life comes many obstacles that we all face, and we all face them. One day in life, you shall conquer your fears, but hold fast. The crown of life, heartache and pain are unavoidable in this life, but we can take heart because much spiritual growth happens in adversity. So hang in there to receive the crown of life that the Lord promised to those who love Him. He truly loves you and wants you to be a better person. You know, I have this passion for people and want to share and spread this beautiful inspirational word with you today. That is something that God gave me and landed on my heart today, this morning, to share with the women that are in this world as a reminder. Because I myself, Ty Jones, the host of The Voice of the People, which you can find me on Facebook if you want to friend me. You can go to www.facebook.com/TIE.JONES and friend me or inbox me with any questions or concerns that you may have. And you can also find me on Twitter as well. My links are all on Facebook for my Twitter page, and also you can leave me your email address with any inquiries or ideas that you may have. The platform for the host, which is myself, Ty Jones, my motivation for creating this show was to give people a voice to be heard, because I was inspired to do this because of my journey and the things that I've experienced in life. And I am not afraid to share with you all right now that I have gone through tremendous obstacles and faced many adversities in my lifetime. And it's been brief, only 41 years old, but I am still a winner because I stand on God's word and meditate on that. My background in radio started when I was at the tender age of 18 at Virginia State University, where I studied and learned under the tutelage of my mentor, Jerry Carter, who taught me radio at WVST, and also working for Foxy 107-104 and Raleigh-Durham for Radio 1, gave me the skills that I needed in order to feel confident enough to take this word that I have and this show that I have and use it as a platform for others, for them to know that this is a good place to come if you have a voice and feel like you're not heard. Many times in life, we struggle with insecurities and we struggle with the unknown. But the unknown is a beautiful thing. The unknown allows you as a person to truly tap into yourself and really dig deep within to find out who you are. So it's okay to be alone. It's okay to understand who you are. And it's okay for you to dig deep within yourself to discover the beauty of what God gave you. The gifts and talents that He gave you are all for the taking. This will allow you to truly understand who you are. So this inspirational word of the day, it came from Proverbs 11:22, and that word was entitled, "Because I Love Me." And I wanted to take a moment and share with my listeners, the women in particular, how important it is to truly love the skin you are in. Truly love yourself. There's nothing more rewarding than knowing who you are and the gifts that the God Almighty has given you. So embrace this life and find solace in yourself. Find solace in who you are as a woman and truly tap into those gifts. You can also email me at Miss Ty Jones, which is MSTIEJONES 1973@gmail.com, and you can leave me any type of ideas that you may have, show topics that you may want to discuss, and please leave your name along with a contact number that I can call you or email you back, and we can discuss anything that you want to discuss on this show. This is the Voice of the People. I am your host, Ty Jones, giving you your inspirational word of the day. And I just wanted to remind the women in particular how beautiful and special you are. The voice that God gave you should be heard. And you should truly know deep down in your heart that there's nothing better than loving yourself. In order to love yourself, you will learn to love others. You will learn to give back without expecting anything in return. It will allow you to embrace fully and truly understand who you are in God. So I thank you for listening to this inspirational word of the day, because all I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that's from Philippians 4:13. So take that scripture literally. They aren't just words on the page. They truly are true. Slow down and read those words carefully. I can do all things. This means, this truly, truly means, you can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You can forgive through Christ who strengthens you. You can raise your children by yourself through Christ who strengthens you. You can be the wife God wants you to be through Christ who strengthens you. You can fulfill the purpose through Christ which strengthens you. You can do anything you set your mind to, ladies. Yes, ladies, you can do anything. So I want to thank you all for listening to this inspirational word of the day that came from Proverbs 11:22. And the word was entitled, "Because I Love Me." And I wanted to give you a moment to just take the word in and truly marinate on that. Live better, love better, have a great day. This is your host, Ty Jones, the Voice of the People. And you can catch me on Facebook and leave me an inbox message. I bid you a great day and have a beautiful one. God bless you and thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio's Ty Jones, the Voice of the People. Have a great day.